Big Daddy and Rita in the morning, and look what the cat dragged in, Rita.
We got Brett Michaels here. How are you?
I am doing awesome. How are you doing this morning?
Like you said, minus whatever. Yeah, we have in our studio, we're like ground level. So we actually take like our drinks in the morning, like our sodas or tea or whatever. And we set it outside. They're frozen like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just set them right there in a nice little snow jar.
Just on the windowsill. We do it every morning.
Well, so where are you calling from this morning?
I don't want to throw this back at
you. Okay. Oh, yeah. God.
For once in my life, after 20-some-odd years of playing, I finally decided I normally am headed your direction, but we were touring right at the nose of that unbelievable storm that has come through and wiped everyone out there for a little while in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And we headed south, and we had 2 nights in Orlando, and then we just finished in Miami at a big rock festival. I did it 82 degrees, and now I'm headed today to Lima, Peru.
Wow.
Of all, so I'm headed to Lima, Peru, but yes, it's been a touch warmer, but I said this, coming to see you all, I'm excited. Normally, about this time of year, I start heading back up to your area to tour and do a bunch of the big concerts and Christmas parties and stuff, and we're really excited to see you all on the 21st. It's going to be great, but yeah, I got a little smarter this week and just drove out of that line of the storm and headed down to 82 degree Miami.
Well, if you're lucky, when you get up here the 21st, it might be 20 maybe for a high.
That's a balmy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be outside throwing football and trying to steal your drinks off the windowsill.
Well, I want to welcome you back to Sioux City. The venue you're going to be playing in, the Orpheum Theater, is an old historic theater, and I think you'll really...
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's been renovated, and it's a perfect place to see a show like yours. And I know we're in for a great show because I saw you at in Sloan, Iowa, I suppose a year and a half, 2 years ago, when you were doing the Extreme Makeover. You were in the state of Iowa doing some kind of Extreme Makeover edition.
Yeah, we were doing ABC's Extreme Home Makeover, and it was what an amazing experience. And I met the family of all things, long story short, down in Florida, and that's all they wanted me to do was just say hello. The woman had suffered from the same exact brain hemorrhage that I had, and they were just going through a tough time, but a really strong family. And we went up to their farm, and I said, nuts to that, I'm driving up there. I took the bus driver, the bus, we loaded it with all the stuff I have from the animals from PetSmart, the Brett Michaels stuff I threw in there. I got a bunch of motorcycle stuff, food, all kind of stuff. And we headed up there and took it up there. And then we ended up doing the show in Sloan, which was coming probably a week later anyway. And what an amazing show that was. What a great night.
Yeah, I remember seeing it on television as well. I think it aired a couple of weeks after you were up. You were doing that show up at Winnevegas. And speaking of the show, I would presume that's kind of the same kind of show we're going to get at the Orpheum. It's like going to a damn Poison concert, for Pete's sake.
Absolutely. We bring the same energy. And that's what a lot of people, too, when you're doing both. In other words, I've always felt my life, a lot of people feel like, you know, I've been friends with CeCe and Ricky and Bobby and Poison for my, you know, since we were at junior high school together, maybe even longer. And that friendship is still there and that bond. But as you go through in life, you want to do other things and try other things. I just wanted to go out with the solo band, mix my music up with the Poison music, and you have a night of what I bring is this big energy to three generations of fans. It's a party. I tell people I bring the music and the party to the people, and that's what it is. It's this night of great energy. I get to talk a little bit more about the songs. I play a bunch of the Poison hits and mix it up with the new stuff. And it really is an amazing, good just party by the end of the night.
Now, Brett, everybody has been asking, are you going to sing at all any Christmas song of any sort? Now, we're not talking White Christmas or anything like that, but anything along. We've had so many calls asking, is he going to do that? Is he going to do that? And we're like, we have no idea.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to give anything away.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly which song it is, but I believe we might have a little segue in there.
That's pretty cool.
There might be a little Christmas segue. As Christmas is, I've said this forever, hands down, my favorite time of year. There's something about it. Just it feels right. It just feels good. I've got two beautiful daughters, and I'm, and it just it puts me in the right frame of mind. So I think we might have to throw a little segue or two in there.
Yeah, cool. I was hoping AC/DC's Mistress for Christmas or something. If he was going to do a Christmas song,
or a little
cool.
Well, Well, I wanted to, whenever you hear Bret Michaels, of course, I got so many Poison questions I'd like to ask you. And then I start, you know, thinking, well, Gavin, he's done this and he's done this and he's done this. So I'm going to do just a couple of quick Poison questions.
Yeah, number one, I'm ready.
Number one, you guys are still together. You haven't broken up, have you?
1,000%. And that's the great thing that makes, I go out of my way to make sure that there's no confusion on the stage. The solo band are good friends with the Poison guys. In other words, there's no animosity. I'm just a guy. My dad said I had an extra motor and was driven as a kid. Today they call that ADD. But when I was a kid, I just had a little extra drive. But yes, the Poison guys, we are best friends. We tour every summer together. And hopefully this year, there'll be another. Every year we go and co-headline with either Kiss or Def Leppard, Leonard Skinner, Motley. You know, we go out there and have a great time. And this year I hope we do the same. And if not, we'll go out and just headline and probably pick out 60 dates in the summer.
Well, that's another question I like to ask old rock and rollers, if you will. Who's the craziest mother that you've ever gone out on tour with in all your travels?
Oh, boy.
Boy, let me tell you, I've covered the gamut of crazy, and there's a lot of them. But I'm going to say some of the more crazy times I had. I'm going to go back now to, I'm going to throw you back circa 91-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the craziest times we ever had is when Jimmy Page came on stage with us and David Coverdale. We were playing in Reno at Lawler Event Center. And I'm not going to lie, it was CeCe's birthday, and I'm not sure any of us should have walked on stage, but we played a magnificent show right up until the end when Jimmy Page stumbled with my brand new Les Paul, which I didn't care. I was blessed he was touching it and jamming on it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to warn him. And you know one of those moments in a movie where it slows down and you hear them go, no, I'm running. And I could see him heading towards these big pyro pits that we have on the stage.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. And it just, all of a sudden I saw my guitar hero falling into a pyro pit.
Oh.
He snapped the guitar. This, I can't make this up. Snapped the guitar neck in two. I look down. I give him my hand. He comes out of the pit. And Jimmy, this is why he's a hero. He just kept on jamming. The guitar was in half. I'm not sure any of us knew or the crowd cared. And it was unbelievable. It made my book, the Bret Michaels book from Simon Schuster, comes out later this year in 2014. And it is my story as a my life story is a comedy of errors that I've managed to succeed through somehow.
It's funny you're still alive.
I thank grace of God and good medical attention, I'm still here.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I just want to thank you for spending some time on the show. There's so many things. I mean, I could keep you on.
I could keep you on for another hour.
But, I got to remember this. What's the Donald like? Because you won Celebrity Apprentice. What's the Don like?
The Donald is a great, I'm going to say this, he's a great guy. He plays tough guy, but in his soul, here's what it is. When you meet him, there's absolutely, there's a reason people are successful at what they do. You know, I called him a rock star of real estate. I threw that one out there, and I thought, I'm either going to get fired instantly or he's going to like it, and I think he kind of liked the term. But I'll tell you what, he knew of all the charitable stuff I did long before Apprentice, and he knew that my fight was believable and real. And then you have to get in there, and you don't, especially in the music business, you don't make it for as long as I have by accident. You may get lucky once or twice, and I think that all that put in there, and the fact that my fight is real, I live with being diabetic. I would love to find a cure and in the meantime, manage it. And like I said, I think he just, the best way I can put it, because I think he smelt the realness in what I was doing. He could see that it was real and sincere, and I think that that mattered a lot. And then with his family and his kids, Don Jr. and Eric and everybody, we raised a lot of money for St. Jude Children's Hospital, aside from all that. You know what I mean? Aside from anything to do with the show. And he knows that my drive is real.
Well, there's Bret Michaels, the rock and roll star, and there's Bret Michaels, the man. So
exactly.
I appreciate what you're doing. You know, using your fame and fortune to do this kind of stuff. And I also want to ask a guy like you, what's it like to have, what was that show you had? Was it The Rock of Love? Where you had all these beautiful blondes? I want to date Bret.
Let me say this. It was a virtual cornucopia of lovely / and or crazy, women that made the show awesome. I got to, it was 25, and it was the highest rated show three seasons in a row. May have possibly caused my brain hemorrhage when it was done. I'm just throwing that out. And it was, but it was one of the best times, and I give full credit to the girls. They made it awesome. And I said, what better way? This is when the show, we knew it had hit an all-time high. We were beating ratings on, like, on network TV. When I said, where else when you have to tackle a greased pig to find true love? Where else do you to find my true love?
That's a classic.
Motocross racing so, to awesome. Find true love.
Well, I watched it one year, and there was a Playboy penthouse model or something. Did you end up with her? Is that?
I may have, yes.
I don't even know anymore.
Yes. Brett, it was wonderful, yes.
Brett, it has been a pleasure.
You're a good guy, man. Yes. I'm going to look forward to meeting you when you come play the Sioux City Orpheum Theater December 21st. I'm going to try to set up that diabetes thing with Siouxland Community Health Center. And
safe travels.
You're a good guy, man.
Thank you. And thank you both for taking the time to have me on. And let's not only have a great concert, that charity, I'm in. So just please let us know. We'll put it together and get it done.
Perfect. Thank you again.
Take care of yourself, my friend. Look forward to meeting you.
Take care.
Have a great bye-bye.
All right. See ya. Wow, what a nice guy.
Very nice.
Jeez.
He's done so much.
Oh, that's cool. We look forward to seeing him. Brett Michaels at Sioux City's Orpheum Theater, December the 21st. Get your tickets today.